Here's what we know. There was a deadly nuclear accident in Russia last Thursday. At least 5 people were killed. The explosion took place near or possibly on the White Sea in the Russian north, and it involved a secret missile project. We're also confident that the accident is not anywhere close to the scale of Chernobyl, but there are similarities, a lack of information and a cover-up, as occurred more than 3 decades ago under the Soviets. Today in Russia, there remains considerable confusion about exactly what happened and concerns about who may still be at risk. Moscow-based reporter Charles Maines has been trying to get to the bottom of it all. So what have you found so far, Charles?
Well, we know from Russia's nuclear energy agency, it's called Rosatom here, that 5 nuclear specialists died after, and let me quote here, small-scale sources of energy with the use of fissile materials exploded during an experiment in the White Sea on August 8th. So in other words, it's a small nuclear reactor that detonated in Russia's Arctic waters last week. It's just the extent and scale of which that are still not clear.
Yes, yeah, so small-scale sources of energy. That sounds like equivocation.
It does. And the problem here is that this story has really dripped out since August 8th with a lot of contradictory information. In fact, that was the main takeaway I had from a conversation with Andrei Zolotkov. He's the longtime head of Bellona, an international environmental monitoring group here in Russia. Andrei heads their Russia division.
Ой, мне много чего известно.
You know, and he says his head is just kind of overloaded from all the speculation and different versions that have come out, depending on who you talk to about what happened on August 8th. You know, Russia's military initially said a rocket engine had exploded near a ballistic missile test site on land, killing 2 civilians. Then Russia's nuclear energy agency said the incident occurred at sea. Then we heard that it was not 2 people, but indeed 5. And that these nuclear specialists had acted heroically and saved us from some bigger nuclear accident, although it's not entirely clear just how big. But Zolotkov, he raises another point.
Где теперь это устройство находится? То есть находится ли оно под контролем или оно...
He says, where is this device now? Is it in the military's possession? Did it fly off somewhere or maybe sink into the sea? You know, where is it? That's something that nobody's saying anything about at this point.
So that's one mystery. There is a spike in radiation. So, I mean, aside from people who sadly died from this, is anyone else at risk?
Well, that's another source of confusion. The military insisted radiation levels remain normal, in other words, unchanged after the incident. Local officials reported elevated levels and then took that information down from their website. And in fact, today, Russia's state weather agency confirmed a spike in readings up to 16 times the norm in Severodvinsk. That's got a population of almost 200,000, and it's the main center near the test site.
So what's been the reaction from the local population? Are they taking precautions?
Well, you know, again, we also heard contradictory reports today about a possible evacuation from the Ninotska test site, apparently because of military exercises. I was told that that's sort of a standard thing there, but it was called off. In other words, authorities say this would have been routine, but they're not going through with it. But that doesn't mean people aren't worried. Now, through a scratchy telephone line, I reached a local journalist in Severodvinsk, a guy named Alexei Redford, who said that locals were, of course, concerned. In fact, they bought up all the iodine from local drugstores, iodine, of course, being thought to help against radiation poisoning. He also said, you know, some people had left the area, but mostly life was kind of moving along as usual. Kids outside, people walking their dogs, that kind of thing. One additional precaution he said that people were taking, that apparently nobody is jogging or going for, you know, sporting events along the cliffs of the White Sea as they normally would during the summer months, because, of course, they don't have much of a summer up in the north.
Yeah. Charles, there's a lot of speculation that this accident was related to Russia's military, that this was a weapons test, some kind of secret missile project. What do you know about that?
Well, that's right. This accident occurred at what's considered a closed area in Russia. It's a missile test center. U.S. nuclear experts think this was a test gone wrong of a weapon called the Burevestnik, Skyfall in English, a nuclear-powered missile that President Putin has unveiled last year as a key part of Russia's new arsenal in a speech he gave. So again, it's worth emphasizing that this weapon is or was not secret, so much so that state media bragged about it openly. You know, Burevestnik supposedly has this nuclear-powered engine that can circle the globe near endlessly while it seeks out its target. And it was, you know, promoted as a symbol of Russia gaining the upper hand against the U.S. in nuclear technology.
количеству предложений рекордсменом стала крылатая ракета с ядерной энергетической установкой. Больше 100 000 разных идей. В итоге,
you know, in fact, at Putin's request, last year Russia held a public naming contest for the weapon, with Буревестник beating out Surprise for Palmyra and Ash. And, you know, Marco, I also want to point out here that the U.S., in fact, did play with this technology back in the 70s, only decided it was just way too risky.
So Skyfall was a crowdsourced name?
It was.
Wow. Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow, thanks as always.
Thanks, Marco.